That's what I call living your life on purpose when it's intentional like that. It's Travis Green on KAYTKQJOFM, the station for every generation, the heart and soul of Central Louisiana. Our Bible Jeopardy category this morning:
gospel facts.
Here is your gospel facts clue. What type of inheritance will the followers of Christ receive? Is it one that will never fade? Is it one that will fade in time? Is it one that will increase in value, or is it one that will decrease in value? That's 1 Peter 1 and 4 where you'll find the answer. You can give me a call right now at 318-484-2500 or toll free 1-877-464-2500. This will be the last chance to get in on Bible Jeopardy this morning. I've got Elevation Worship along with Maverick Music. This is called Gyra. It's brand new in the Hamp Camp, and I hope that you enjoy it. Good morning.
I'll never be more loved than I am right now. Wasn't holding you up, so there's nothing I can do to let you down. It doesn't take a trophy to make you proud. I'll never be more loved than I am right now. Ooh.
Closer than you are right now.
Sing it all, y'all.
You are a child. Nobody do me like you, Lord, yeah. Can't nobody do me like you.
The best of the old. The best of the new. The best variety in music.
Online anytime, 24/7 at www.kaytfm.com.
New music now.
That's brand new from Brian Pompen. It's called So Good to Me. Good morning and welcome to the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show, an exclusive feature of KAYTKQJOFM. We're five cities strong all day long And we're going around the globe at www.kaytfm.com. LSU head football coach Ed Orgeron is on the hot seat. He's lost two games already this season, and that probably takes LSU out of the national championship talk. And the rumor has it is that athletic director, his name is, Scott Woodward. Yeah, that's his name. He may be looking for some high-profile people to replace Orgeron. They're already looking at some people like Jimbo Fisher over at Texas A&M, maybe Lane Kiffin over at Ole Miss, or maybe Penn State's James Franklin, who knows. But anybody that replaces Orgeron, should Orgeron be fired, is probably going to have to be a high-profile person. And we don't wish anybody get fired at anything. But, you know, Ed Orgeron is really off to a rough start. Just to prove once again that college football, and like other competitive sports, it's a what-have-you-done-for-me-lately type business. I mean, he's only 2 years removed from a national championship. You know what I mean? We've got more here in the Ham Camp. Birthdays and anniversaries will be coming up shortly. Go ahead, stick and stay.
Good morning. This is Bertha Page from Monroe, Louisiana. May God bless and keep each of you. I would like to answer the Bible Jeopardy question this morning. And it's, what is inheritance that not fade away? And I would like to give a shout out to all of the listeners of the Ham Camp show, my special DJ, Mr. Hampton, and all the ones around. And may God bless and keep. I'd like to give a shout out to my church members, praise the Lord, Living Waters. Good morning, Lady Dow. Have a blessed day. Keep Christ in your life. And I love each and every one of you. Bye-bye.
Good morning. This is Kimberly Davis, Waves Hampton's number one fan. I have the answer to the Bible Jeopardy question, and I'm in the Hamp Camp, and I'm blessed and highly favored. The answer is, what is will not fade away. And I would like to also send a special shout out to the Peabody War Horses Homecoming Week, and to all the alumni. May you have a blessed week, is my prayer. And don't worry, God is on your side. And may you have a blessed day.
Good morning, Lady Diane, Sharon Gibber from Monroe, Louisiana. Today's Bible answer is, what is one that will never fade? I woke up this morning singing, "Oh, how I love Jesus." Don't count the days, may the days count. I enjoy playing the Bible Jeopardy game on the Wade Hampton Show. Give a big shout out. And I want to continue giving a big shout out to my retiree from J.C. Penney. Hello, ladies.
Hello, Ms. Bertha Page. How you doing?
Listeners, please continue staying safe and be holy and blessed. Thank y'all. Love y'all.
The Unstoppable Wade. Unstoppable Wade.
The loss of a loved one can be devastating and painful. But recovery and transformation are possible through Soul Care Grief Coaching. They are here to help you through the pain with one-on-one coaching sessions by phone, online, or in person. Soul Care Grief Coaching, 318-794-0750. Online at www.soulcaregriefcoaching.com. Grief Coach Specialist Ernest Smith, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, supports you during your mourning and guides you into recovery. Don't let grief and depression have the last word in your life. Soul Care Grief Coaching. Coaching sessions available now.
I am Grief Coach Specialist Ernest Smith, and I want you to know that you are not alone.
Soul Care Grief Coaching is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
Boyce Community Funeral Home, owned by Reverend Herbert Green, is dedicated to providing high-quality funeral services. Our professional and friendly staff believes in offering unpressured decision-making, allowing arrangements to be made in the privacy of your own home. We also offer our clients a complete church facility with repast accommodations located in Pineville, Louisiana. Boyce Community Funeral Home offers pre-arranged funeral services and accepts all life and burial insurance policies and can pre-arrange your funeral service using your present insurance policy. We also supply in and out-of-state shipping. Boyce Community Funeral Home gives you and your family peace of mind today for tomorrow. offering compassion, comfort, and trust. We are located at 704 Longford Street in Boyce, Louisiana. Our phone number is 318-793-5125 or 318-613-8659. The website is www.boycecommunityfuneralhome.com. We are here when you need us. Boyce Community Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
Everybody's still talking about Anointed King Cuts at 5811 Masonic Drive, Suite C&D, near the Circle K store at the corner of Horseshoe Drive. Carmen King is the master barber, and he's doing up hairstyles like nobody's business. Miss Cotton Candy will have you ladies looking like you just stepped out of a magazine. You'll be able to relax in the comfortable waiting area, enjoying a Christian atmosphere. Both appointments and walk-ins are welcome. 318-730-4507. Anointed King Cut. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. They're giving back to the community in a big way. Anointed King Cut. You'll be able to come in normal and leave looking and feeling like a king. Anointed King Cut is another proud sponsor of KAYT, KQJO-FM.
WNR Foreign and Domestic Auto Repair.
Any car, anytime. Foreign or domestic.
Mercedes-Benz.
Lexus.
BMW.
Jaguar.
Audi.
Acura.
Volvo. And many others.
Conveniently located at 3119 Masonic Drive, Suite C in Alexandria. All work is guaranteed and warranted for up to 30 days. For all of your maintenance needs on foreign or domestic automobiles, it's WNR Foreign and Domestic Auto Repair. You can reach Willie or Lisa Brown at 318-416-2158 or 318-451-2305.
We've been repairing cars for over 15 years.
Open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and by appointment only on Saturday. WNR Foreign and Domestic Auto Repair, 3119 Masonic Drive, across from the zoo in Alexandria. Another proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT KQJO-FM.
Hi, I'm Mark Smeeby, and this is a Live Hope Minute. A friend wrote a great book called Friday Night Lights for Fathers and Sons to help dads coach their sons in what it means to be a godly man. One of my favorite parts is called Take the Trophy Away from Entitlement, about beating entitlement with contentment, something I believe is so important when living a life of hope. Author Mark Lemaster says, so whether it be our prized possessions or temporary fame that we feel improves our self-worth, we have it all wrong in God's eyes. God wants us to be content with what we have because we have fully committed to Him and His ways. I'm not saying that we should not have nice things or not strive to be great at what God has gifted us to be great at. I am saying that I believe God wants us to seek Him first before we worry about our net worth, our possessions, or our status. Explore more about hope at livehopenow.com.
This is what it means to live hope.
Well, we're 6 days into the month of October, and we've got people who will be celebrating today as their birthday. Let's get to the list and say happy birthday to Bernard Roan Sr., Reginald Cole, Brian Ross, Carissa Wemelt, Latoya Wright, Glendella R. Valian, Nick Cook, and everyone around the globe who celebrates a birthday today, may you live long and prosper.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
And just in case you run across any of the birthday people around town, or if we've missed any names, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash to let them know that they are loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. Let's tackle that Bible Jeopardy from the category
Gospel Facts.
The clue is this. What type of inheritance will the followers of Christ receive? Is it one that will never fade? Is it one that will fade in time? Is it one that will increase in value? Or is it one that will decrease in value? 1 Peter 1:4 has the answer. And if you responded, what is one that will never fade? That is the correct response. Good for you if you got it right. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show on this Wednesday. We're planning to do this again tomorrow morning, bright and early, following On Point Talk with Carlette and David Christmas. Until then, remember, there are two kind of people in the world. Those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which of them are you? Hey, make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying, keep positive, and keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. And if you're a go-getter, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day...